Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. That's Brooke Hall Harum bringing us back. Having a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell on Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Josh is the author of The Science of Sales Success. His outstanding program is called Measure Max. Go to measuremax.com, right, Josh?
You got it.
Measuremax.com.
I love it. I love your music. In a former life, you must have been a DJ.
I was a frustrated DJ. I wanted to be, but I wasn't one. I've always wanted to be that. I remember the greats, Dick Biondi and Wolfman and those guys. Let's talk about dating myself. Hey, Josh, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're talking with Josh about something he's a pro at, and that is teaching people how to be better at sales in seminars. He does it all the time. And he likes to make sure, you know, Josh, you're like me. You don't want more business. You want more success. And that means that when people come to your seminars and they leave, they feel like that they got more than the money's worth. And so in order to do that, they got to have the right things going in. Everything has to be aligned going in for it to be aligned coming out. And so we've been talking about sending people who have the right desire. Make sure that you stress substance over style. And we touched on goals in the last segment, but we're going to talk about it more specifically this time. Josh, you want to make sure that the goals of the, not only your goals and the sales, your salesperson's goal, the attendee's goals, you want to make sure that the goals of the seminar you're spending your money on will be compatible with your goals, right?
Exactly. I always encourage people that are going to attend, I know, our sales seminars, is to tell us specifically what are the one or two things that you want to accomplish by going to the seminar. And I will tell them up front whether it can be done in this seminar or they're probably or training or if they're better doing, a different one. I call it the BYOS, build your own seminar approach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me know which ones, what you're trying to accomplish, and I'll let you know if you can do it. And if you can, then they're already vested. The salespeople are already vested when they're showing up because they now have the expectation that I tell them what I wanted to achieve. They tell me that I can. I'm looking forward to it.
Right. And so but you also say that you need to go a little bit further and connect with a seminar delivering organization and talk to them about your goals.
Exactly.
Before you sign up and send them your money.
Exactly, Jim, and that's what you should be doing. You should be contacting the facilitator of the sales training program, look at their background, say, wow, their background would be someone that would probably understand my perspective, or their background is one that wouldn't probably understand my perspective,
mm-hmm.
And then ask them specifically, if I attend your seminar, will I learn how to do X, Y, and Z, or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and it should be a candid discourse on that, and they'll tell you, yes, they can, or no, they can't. You know, I'd rather tell someone not to come to the seminar if I can't achieve their goals, rather than have them come there and be disappointed.
Well, and it also will depend on the makeup of the crowd, right? Because you did a program recently, you had a couple of dozen people in it. Sometimes you'll go to one of these, there'll be 200 people in them, you know? So with 20 or 30 people in attendance, if you know that one attendee or a couple of attendees have a certain focus, you can actually give examples in your training that help them with their particular thing, right? I mean, you can be a little more customized than if you have a couple hundred people.
Exactly.
So my point is, yeah. maybe you're better off to send them to the 24 person class than the 200 person class.
you're definitely going to get more attention. Obviously, there's probably, you know, there's usually a cost difference the smaller you are. But then again, you got to ask yourself, you know, what do you think you're really going to get out of a seminar that has 200 people going to a, a hotel banquet room?
The only thing more expensive than an expensive seminar that works is a less expensive seminar that doesn't work.
Right, right. You know, it's funny that you say that. We were discussing training costs even in our company.
Quickly.
I think some of my well-intentioned managers said, you know, we're concerned that we're training people that may leave. And I pointed out to them the bigger risk is that we don't train people and they stay.
That's exactly right. Well said. Hey, Josh, I got to go. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet.
I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.